This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin will oversee exercises by his country's nuclear forces on Saturday involving the launch of ballistic and cruise missiles, the defense ministry said in its latest show of strength at a time of high tensions with the West over Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the exercises are part of a regular training process and denied they signal an escalation of the standoff. He said Putin's role was essential and the president was likely to take part from a so-called situation center. The drills follow a series of maneuvers by Russia's armed forces in the past 4 months that have included a buildup of troops estimated by the West to number 150,000 or more to the north, east, and south of Ukraine. Six African countries have been chosen to establish their own mRNA vaccine production, the World Health Organization said Friday, with the continent largely shut out of access to COVID jabs. Egypt, Kenya, Nigeria, Senegal, South Africa, and Tunisia were selected as the first recipients of technology from the WHO's Global mRNA Vaccine Hub in a push to ensure Africa can make its own jabs to fight COVID and other diseases. Quote, more than 80% of the population of Africa is yet to receive a single dose. Much of this inequity has been driven by the fact that globally, vaccine production is concentrated in a few mostly high-income countries, WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told the ceremony on the sidelines of the EU-Africa Summit in Brussels. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Fighting in northern Ethiopia's Afar region has quote-unquote engulfed a camp housing refugees from neighboring Eritrea, the UN said Friday, killing five and forcing thousands to flee. The assault earlier this month is the latest blow to the more than 100,000 Eritrean refugees living in Ethiopia, whose camps have been repeatedly caught up in a grinding 15-month war. It also underscores the growing toll of fighting in Afar, which has emerged in recent weeks as the most active front in the conflict, pitting Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government against the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Survivors of the attack on the camp in Afar reported that, quote, at least five refugees were killed and several women were kidnapped after armed men entered the facility on February 3rd, the UN Refugee Agency said in a statement. The camp is situated near the border between Afar and Tigray. The TPLF controls most of Tigray and in January announced it had expanded operations into Afar, claiming it had been provoked by attacks on its positions by pro-government forces. Niger's president said on Twitter on Friday he has accepted that French and European special forces will cross into its territory from neighboring Mali to combat jihadists and try to secure the border with the West African state. In his first comments since France said on Thursday it would leave Mali along with its military allies, Niger's president said the forces would be able to respond to threats from jihadist militant groups in the area. Some 2,400 French troops that were part of the forces deployed in Mali to combat groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State and around 900 special forces in the French-led task force are expected to leave Mali in the coming months. Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso have struggled to contain the armed groups that have killed hundreds, displaced millions, and made swaths of territory in the tri-border West African Sahel area ungovernable. Hong Kong on Friday said it would postpone plans to pick the city's new leader in a fresh blow for the government as it struggles to tackle a wave of coronavirus cases. The Chinese financial hub is currently in the throes of its worst ever coronavirus outbreak, registering thousands of confirmed cases a day, with hospitals reaching breaking points and Beijing-mandated zero COVID policy collapsing. A small committee of Beijing loyalists are now pushing back the selection of the city's new leader until May 8th. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.